Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Pocket.
special on the wrist, so kettle with it.
Like a phenomenon, headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get dough.
Poses stiletto.
Let's go.
Jeans sag due to the metal.
Let's go.
We keeps it on ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it on ghetto.
Let's go.
Nothing on the beat, she's so special. You gonna whip ice on the vessel. We keeps it on ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it on ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it on ghetto. We keeps it on ghetto.
JC, TM Hyman Radio Live. Hey, welcome to the show, all the way live from Charlotte, North Kakalaka. Give it up for CeeLo. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time. Hello.
Hola. All the way live from Newark, Delaware, hanging out with us tonight. Hey, it's storming in here in Tampa. What is it like up in Delaware, Toya? Welcome to the show.
It's hot and muggy and humid. Hello, everybody. I missed y'all. I was free.
Hey,
I don't have to work anymore. Hey, Steve-O. Terrence.
Yes.
That OT been getting you. Hey, but we like money.
Yes, we do.
That we can all agree on. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, like money. Hey, big up to the late, great MJ. Radio stations across the world. Been repping MJ today.
Why? Today's his birthday or something?
The anniversary of his death, isn't it?
That's what he died in August of 2009
I'm going to need you to know what's going on with Michael Jackson.
Yeah, why? Is it his birthday? CeeLo's funny.
Right. I'm like, his birthday? Did he die like 2 years ago or something? Okay,
died.
I'm confused.
Late. Listen, breaking news. I can't wait for any type of entertainment news. They just passed same-sex marriage in New York.
Yeah,
wow.
They had put it on the legislation, right.
They just passed it maybe 10, 15 minutes ago.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, there's a bunch of happy New Yorkers. Hey, folks, hey.
A bunch of happy people.
No comment. Yeah, you're right. A lot of people, especially a place
because
like New York, pioneering something like that.
A lot of people are going to go to New York now for more than one reason. Well, more than a couple of them already in place.
Yeah, but I can guarantee you that it'll be back in court, you know, in less than 2 years.
It may be. I know they have some stipulations added to it. They have to
okay,
do
now that was a collision. That was a collision between you and CeeLo, so I didn't hear you both.
I was just saying that I believe there are some stipulations that they're adding to it as far as religion is concerned. I didn't get to listen to the rest of that, but I know that they, you know, they just passed the amendment, so they're going to vote on the marriage bill soon. So,
unbelievable. New York City, Toya just reported live out of Delaware tonight, 15 minutes ago passed the same-sex law for marriage.
Well, they passed the amendment. Yeah, they passed the amendment. Let me make sure I clarify. They passed the amendment, and they're getting ready to vote on the actual, same-sex marriage law. You know, it's kind of strange. The Senate just passed the amendment. Now they're going into the next phase, but it's pretty much a done deal.
Wow. Well, let's pause to welcome the next angel all the way live from Chesapeake, VA. Give it up, Domare. Welcome to the show.
All right. I am coming to you by way of Georgia right now, but I am happy to be here, Bony Nachos.
That's what's cracking.
Willacoochee.
Going
to Atlanta, Georgia.
We're in the backwoods of Georgia, too.
Willacoochee.
You said a backwoods of Georgia?
I'm telling you, I just came from a town that had four stoplights. If you blink, you miss it, baby.
Hey, that's what's good. Hey, let's get into this new joint right here from Day 26. It's called Let It Go featuring Roscoe Dash. We'll be right back. DM Hyman Radio Live. It's weekend.
Y'all know I'm known for flexing. Pockets fat like Butter and Jackson. Bitches playing frizzy with a water fizzy with a rubber band on that bitch in the VI section. I'm so you might as well dance a bit. Billy sponsor me with this bag of rent. You package the day lacking it. No wonder why the haters on that back with you. You got it, girl. Some reason when you and I together. Don't buy the girl. Go flying the girl. I swear to God, you can be the spokesperson for Bobby's world. Yo, just right on life, she ready. Drop it down low to an easy begging. Pick it up slow, sweat, sweat, start go. With your son, I think around like right to the wind and I'm down.
Virginia Beach. What's up?
What up?
What
What's good for Friday, homie?
Hey, ain't too much going on. Like you said, enjoying the Sabbath, getting the rest in, you know.
Get your rest in, folks. You know, the Sabbath really is a holy day. You're supposed to take a load off. You're not supposed to do nothing but just fast in his goodness. But, you know, most people get it confused. And we really, you know, do a whole bunch of busy work on Saturdays. We club on Fridays. When at the end of the day, just take a load off. Take a load off. Do some studying to know what it is we're talking about when we say the Sabbath. You know, to all those Hebrews and, you know, Jew-like people out there.
Yeah, like you said, enjoy some optimistic relaxation, not a whole bunch of frustrated, you know, stressful situations. To me, like going out to the club or whatever on Friday night, I mean, that's not necessarily a relaxing situation. It's like an unwind, doing something different than going out, going to work. But it's not really like a, you know, definitely nowhere near a requirement for me to hit a club or a bar on a Friday. That's just
right.
me.
Right, absolutely. I mean, but that's not most people. Most people, you know, live their week to get it cracking on Friday. And, you know, look, Friday night is almost like a job for some people. They're getting the clothes right, the hair right. Hey, you know, when really we're supposed to be winding down, relaxing as best we can, just reflecting on his faithfulness in our lives. But, hey, it's the Cypher. We're not preaching tonight. Hey, 917-889-3926. Again, big up to all of the positive people doing positive things inside tonight's Friday Night Cypher. Hey, CeeLo, because I know you always ready in and out of season, you got a piece you want to share?
Yeah, you know what? I actually do have a piece that I would like to share. It's something new.
Let me get your music ready for you as you get your piece together. All the way live out of Charlotte with an exclusive piece out of her incredible archives of writing. Give it up for CeeLo, everybody.
Don't push the button.
Too late, but I'll do it again when you're ready. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926 to share any type of news and entertainment that we may not be aware of tonight inside the Friday Night Cypher. CeeLo, live out of Charlotte.
All right. Good afternoon in the morning time. Okay, so here we go. I watched an angel float away. She caught a cloud like a cab, and poof, she went away. Too soon for me, too soon for us. Some say too young, some ask for what? Memory smile.
CeeLo, I'm not sure what happened, but we cannot hear you right now. CeeLo, not sure what happened, but you got cut off.
Can you hear me now?
I can't hear you now, so why don't you run it back?
Okay. All right. So. Okay. I watched an angel float away. She caught a cloud like a cab, and poof, she went away. Memory smiles past love pain. I watched an angel float away. She caught a cloud like a cab, and poof, she went away. Too soon for me, too soon for us. Some ask for what? Memory smiles, past, last, love, and pain. I watched an angel float away. She caught a cloud like a cab, and poof, she went away. First kiss with smiles and tears, last kiss smooth and cold. I watched the angel float away in a white coven, not black like I've seen before. Everything's so quiet walking down this corridor. Memory smiles past love and pain. I watched an angel float away. She caught a cloud like a cab, and poof, she went away. Time stood still in this stranger's eyes.
as she searched my eyes before she'd advise, questioning my relation is a diversion tactic, kind of in a stance waiting for my reaction. Memory smiles past love, past laugh, love and pain. I watched an angel float away. She caught a cloud like a cab, and poof, she went away. Couldn't move. You're not here to hold. Looking around for something else familiar besides the exit doors. Memory smiles, past laughs, love and pain. I watched an angel float away. She caught a cloud like a cab, and poof. Peace and blessings.
CeeLo Live out of Charlotte, North Carolina.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Not really sure how we got to this point, but we here now, it is what it is. That's what they say, right? But still, at the very least, I owe you this.
Girl, you held me down from the start, when I used to wear the flowers.
What went wrong? My head is in a tailspin. Pay your countless amount of time. Tried to apologize, still wasn't good enough for you. So clue me what to do. Gotta put this train back on track. Maybe a trip down memory lane will help set us back. Remember the room? Damn, shorty, the room. Check in Friday, check out Sunday afternoon. At grandma's house, we was chilling. Ordered chicken wings with fried rice. That was the life. Never needed anything else long as we had each other. Spending the weekends undercover, a ghetto love. But then the paper came, so did the pain. Too much to yell, not enough to wane. And now your heart is cold as ice to everything I say. Hopefully this song will melt it away. I need
you
today. But now I'm missing in the Vandross. Our house is not a home. I tell you to come back. Your face is stone. As you tell me no. Damn, shorty, yo, I'm still coping. Hoping another dude didn't touch. The thought alone's a bit much. These stupid games I played. In the end, I lost your heart. Now I wish you hit restart. It's time I play to win. Determined for that high score. The prize being you tell me that I'm forever yours. With saying it's hot. Jewels ain't as bright. Days like a battle with Mayweather and a prize fight. Almost out for the count, but down on one knee. With this ring telling you, you need to be with me. Of all the treasures in this entire world, never knew the value of a good girl. I know now. Oh!
Triple Beam, Trey Songz.
That was DL featuring Trey Songz here on TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for joining us on a Friday night cypher. Bear a la Willacoochee, Georgia. CeeLo Charlotte, TM down in Tampa. What's going on down there in Florida this evening, this weekend? You don't have anything you're getting into?
Hey, well, after the revelation that came last Friday night about all the nasty people down in Tampa.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Every
I'm just
city
trying
in Florida.
Not to be one of the nasty people down here in Florida.
No, that's not fair. Remember, you said that people aren't nasty, Terrence, remember?
That's what I said. But then I doubled back and said, if you have one of them diseases we talked about, you know,
then
you might be officially nasty.
Oh, that is awful. So sad.
Last week, for those who may not know what we're talking about, last week, Domare shared a startling fact about the seriousness of the HIV and AIDS, what seems like to be an epidemic in Florida. And she talked about different parts of Florida, with Miami being the number one city. Dee Dee, you wanna recap that?
What I was saying actually is that on this list I was looking at of the top cities with the highest HIV cases, the majority of the list was filled with a lot of cities out of Florida. And that's why I made the comment. I'm glad you brought that up because I did want to go back and say I didn't mean nasty in a sense where nasty. I was actually joking. Please, I don't want anybody to be offended by those words, but I wanted to make sure I apologize if I do offend someone. And we just have to take precautions to make sure that we take care of ourselves, be responsible, and always respect our body. Having HIV or AIDS is not nasty. It's something. It's a reality that we have to all deal with, and I wanted to make sure I put that out there. I was just joking when I said, Terrence, your city, your state is nasty. Everyone was just a joke. But, yes, on this list, they just gave a rundown of the top cities that had the most HIV cases. And Florida, I mean, out of the list, the majority of the cities came out of Florida. It did have Virginia up there, but it didn't break down our cities. But Florida, they had so many cities broken down with cases of HIV.
Right. And what I thought was interesting when I actually went and looked at that information, there's a small city in Florida, that's called Lakeland, Florida. Lakeland, Florida is much smaller than Tampa, and it was ahead of Tampa with the HIV cases, which was just like mind-boggling to me.
Absolutely, yeah. And they were saying, like, they gave a number, like, out of 100,000 people, they broke it down. Like, for instance, I think the first state that was on the list I saw, like, was a Florida state. City. And it's, like, out of 100,000, they said over, it's, like, 32 point some, I forgot the number. I'm not looking at it now because I'm driving. Forgive me. But it was, like, 32,000 maybe, or something, out of 100,000 people in that particular city had HIV, and I just found that to be just, you know, astronomical. Because if this
it is unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, out of 32,000 out of 100,000, that's a lot. It may be a third, you know, if you look at the number, a 30 out of 100, that's just a little bit, but no, that's a lot of people, okay? And I just think that we needed to bring it to light so that we could take more precaution and find out more information, do more research, and so that we can keep abreast of these things, so we can educate everyone and also protect ourselves to the best of our ability, because we don't want to continue to perpetuate the situation. We want to do our best to make it better.
Absolutely. We got the Friday night cypher this Friday, June 24th. Big up. Thanks for riding with us. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It's 10:30. We'll be right back.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media. Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her, 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
Request, we'll try to get it on. You are inside the Friday Night Cypher, hanging out with TM and the Angels. 917-893-9926.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
I'm living underneath a telescope. Ciroc and my margarita in Mexico. Got a model with me that I seen on World Star. Introduced her to the world of La Perla. I'm talking S&M, but got her screaming A to Z. Talking the type of cheese she used to think was make believe. I used to fuck them, then I made them leave. Leaving things, I had a bucket full of Maybelline. I had a bucket in my favorite green. Opened up the budget, now it's only major things. Most things, run you half a ticket. Bugatti boy, a cop won't even write the ticket. I got a few crips that wanna come and kick it. Catch blue balls if one of your niggas bitches. I know the feeling, gotta realign your will to life. Or better yet, maybe you should write your will or not. Yeah. I'm paid in full, lining up all my niggas, about to pull some major moves. Consolidate the game and suffocate the others. Keep it real with your niggas and multiply the numbers. Go to trial and never take the stand. Every bitch was born to break a man. I take you deeper than the mother dudes. I see my niggas scramble chickens by the twos. He talking like a hoe, I'm valeting the Benz. She acting like a bitch while I'm taking the friend. Ran out of ones, now I'm throwing what I got. I took her home, time to show her what I got. I took her tongue and took it to another notch. I'm getting fun, time to get another watch. I'm having fun, fucking let my brother watch. I got 30 cars and headed to another lot. Money grew like grass. Money grew like grass. Money grew like grass.
Money grew like grass.
CM Hyman, Radio Live, and that was Slip and Slide's own Rick Ross. I still don't know the name of that song. Is that Deeper, or is it Money Grew Like Grass? You're
you
rocking with us on the Friday Night Cypher. That's what?
Yeah.
Say it.
We just know it's Ricky Ross.
Yes. We're not really sure. I'm not sure what the name of the song is. Either Money Grew Like Grass or Deeper, one of the two.
Well, Ashes mixtape. We know that much. Off of Ashes to Ashes. Yo, Rick Ross, along with Lloyd and Lil Wayne, coming to a city near you. They'll be in Tampa soon.
Yeah.
Gio.
You heard
me in Virginia, July 30th.
That's what's good. You're inside the Friday Night Cypher. Then we got James still hanging out with us. Hey, James, what's going on in the news, bro?
I don't know. You tell me what's going on in the news. I don't pay attention to the Matrix.
We are here. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I just don't really feed into a whole bunch of news. Something that I saw in the news, President Obama is supposed to be, bringing the troops out of Afghanistan sometime, I guess, in the summer of 2012. Some people are upset that he's not waiting until the end of the fall. I mean, I don't know. Another question I had. Can somebody tell me, is, like, Libya, are we at war with Libya officially?
I don't think we're at war with Libya, but I do know that that the relationship is strained a little bit right now between the U.S. and Libya.
Yeah, I know that, we got some type of conflict going on with them. I mean, Muammar Gaddafi, I never understood his relationship with America. I thought he was a friend of at least Farrakhan of the Nation of Islam. I remember he was trying to get him $1 billion years ago. But I was saying,
that
whole thing was confusing right there. Anyway.
Oh, wow.
Obama pulling the troops out. The reason why that was significant to me is because I know during wartime, it doesn't matter who we, who ran for president or whatever, the president that we already have can just stay in office. Yeah, that was my original thought. So.
Right.
I can understand maybe that's why concerns were. That's the reason why I asked the question about are we at war with Libya, because then it wouldn't make a difference if we withdrew the troops from Afghanistan in the summertime, because I feel like Obama definitely deserves a second term. I don't know if I'm the only one that feels that way.
You got my vote there. But I do question this. I want to know if Obama's – if we think – on this panel, if Obama's announcement this week to remove the troops is that political, or is that something that he should be doing anyway? Do you think that's a political move for him with the elections and the fact that, I think that they're going to try to make it really tough for him to get reelected for a second term, they being the Republicans and the Tea Party and all of that. So was that move a political move this week, or was that something that was already a part of his overall agenda? What do you think?
I think it was a mixture of both, because I think they had already planned to bring the troops home. It was a matter of exactly when. They were supposed to start this year anyway. But they've been doing the natural rotations, in and out of Iraq and Afghanistan. And, we have soldiers going over there every couple of months. Regardless, that aren't even part of the actual battle detail, but are just part of the policing detail. So as far as the Libyan thing, I know we've been in Libya for, since the 1980s. I remember we went in, but I don't remember us ever coming out of Libya. So that, because
yeah,
I know James and I were talking about it yesterday, and from what I understood and from my knowledge, we had been there for over, 30 plus years. Not like something that, even if he brought the troops home, that it would even affect the other troops that are there. We have troops in Turkey. We have troops all over the globe that are in natural rotation. They have nothing to do with conflict. You know,
right.
So, you know, that's kind of sticky right there. And they're not going to tell us until they get home anyway. So then there's safety, you know, then there's a safety thing. They're never going to be straight up with them, you know, Americans about exactly when the troops are coming home until the troops start coming home. It's too much
right.
of a safety risk.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, this is something in the news, kind of flipping to entertainment. Lauryn Hill was reportedly pregnant again by a Marley. This is what was stated. Only for Mr. Marley to come back and say, hey, he's not having a baby.
Any to her. But look, he's still married to the chick that he got married to in college. He never divorced her.
And per him, he's not having a baby. Lauryn may be, but he's not. She
right.
says it's his baby. He says, Lauryn. I'm thinking that's a little confusing. Lauryn Hill rocked one show late night. I want to say Jimmy Fallon. One day, it's not last week before last. And she did great. You know, Lauryn is Lauryn. You know, she's a talent. That no one can really dispute. But
right.
something about that chick, you know, she's cuckoo.
Well, you know what? They said, because even, you know how, like, she had been stating for, you know, some time that she was married or whatever. And friends even, you know, confirmed that, no, they never did a ceremony and got legally married. But Lauryn feels, you know, she doesn't need a piece of paper or the government or anyone to tell her, you know, who she's married to, even though the man she's stating to be married to is not claiming her by one bit. But my thing is, why wait till now to deny her at kid six? I mean, really, I mean, the first kid should be the one he bucked on, because that's the one they didn't know if it was Wyclef or his. So, I mean, why buck on number six?
Because he might have found somebody who wants to marry. I don't know.
But that's what I'm saying, like, he never got a divorce from the first wife. So he was living a lie the whole time anyway, regardless of what she wanted. But I guess that's what the snappy, nappy dugout does to you.
Snappy, nappy. Let's hear it for the nappy.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey. Oh, God, these tears. We'll be right back here, my friend.
WHAC, Tim Hyman Radio Live. That's Don Richard with These Tears. And we are here. I think we have a special guest online. I believe it is Bo D. What's up, baby?
What's up?
What's cracking?
How you doing?
Man, I'm doing pretty good. I'm just busy as crazy on my side of town. But I took some time out to call. You know, CeeLo told me to call in. She told me it would be great to call in and talk to y'all and let y'all know what's been going on. I've been meaning to get in touch with y'all, but schedule has been so crazy. I've been all over the place, and I mean, but I'm all that put aside, I made the time. I'm here, and I just wanted to be a part of this fight for tonight.
Hey, that's what's good. Those who may not know, Bo D is the winner of the 16 Bars contest, Florida Mix Show Music Summit. He signed to Slip and Slide Records. Hey, so what's been cracking since February, man, since you signed to Slip and Slide?
Well, I mean, it's been a lot of work, man. That's really when the work started. I mean, just in a studio, just 24/7. Cameras in your face 24/7. I mean, doing shows here and there. Definitely the city is really starting to show a lot of love down here in Orlando. People are really catching on. You know, the big thing has been, is it Slip and Slide Streets? Is it Slip and Slide DJs? Is it this? Is it that? I'm like, no, it's Slip and Slide Records, the official major label, the same label that Jagged Edge is signed to, the same label that all these major artists are signed to that y'all hear and love. So, you know, I think people are really just starting to catch on to the idea, and, you know, they're getting in my corner. Actually, I have a few big shows coming up. I have one on the 27th, where I'm actually performing with a homeboy of mine by the name of Anonymous. He's another up-and-coming artist that I'm actually going to bring on to my independent label, College Boy Music. He's a cat out of New York. I'm talking about ridiculously talented. So we're pretty much doing a show together on the 27th. Also, August 11th, I'll be opening for Doro. I just had a meeting of the minds today. So shouts out to Caribbean Heat, McCumber Donovan. You know, we talked today, and it pretty much got me on that show on the 11th. And, you know, Doro's going to come through in Orlando. It's going to be a real big show. The 16th, I'm headlining my first concert here in Orlando. So that one's going to be crazy. I did some work with Lil Chucky recently from Young Money. So, I mean, we got a lot of stuff in the works. No Privacy drops July 19th. That's the latest mixtape that we're putting out. And the newest single that we put out, Hashtag, is just going crazy over Twitter, going crazy on Facebook. So, I mean, it's just work, man. It's just a lot of work. A lot of people think when you get signed at you that you're automatically famous, but it doesn't really work like that. You know, it's where the work really starts.
That's what's good, man. Hey, thanks for stopping past. Hey, we got a few of your joints on our playlist, man, but go ahead and introduce one you want to share with the people.
Well, the newest one I'm going to share is Hashtag. This is a song inspired by Twitter. The reason why I decided to go with the song, it is on the No Privacy album. Album mixtape. I call it an album, but, you know, people may call it a mixtape. I call it an album because all the music is original. But it is on there, and the way I theme No Privacy is pretty much kind of pulling back the curtain and just kind of showing the reality of this industry, the good and bad, the ups and downs of it. So, you know, I'm kind of pretty much letting people in. And one of the biggest forms of letting people invade your privacy is through Twitter, because, you know, Twitter is just one of those sites that, you know, everybody kind of shares their business, shares what's going on. You know, everybody wants to know what's going on in your life these days. You know, everybody's talking about what this artist is tweeting about on TV or what this person is tweeting about on TV. So, you know, when you just kind of see that, it's like I just try to make music that when people listen to it, they say, man, I know what he's talking about because I'm on Twitter like that all day. And another thing, you know, the reason I call it the hashtag is because, you know, lately when people, even when they're text messaging or when they're updating their statuses, they're always putting some kind of hashtag in front of a phrase. And it's become, like, the most common thing now when we're communicating now. So, you know, it was really crazy. So when you're listening to it, it just sounds like one of those songs that every other thing has a hashtag in front of it. So throughout the whole verse, you know, throughout each verse, you know, you're just kind of hearing hashtag this, hashtag that. And, you know, it's just these statements that I'm making. But when you think about it, we use the hashtag on a regular basis because of Twitter. And, you know, I can say hashtag on T. Hyman Radio Live right now. So it's become a thing that just becomes so accustomed, that everybody's become accustomed to. So, I mean, when I created the song, I put it out, and, you know, I've been kind of like sharing it, and people have been loving it, man. They love the production. They really think the production. Shout out to Flight Academy for producing that for me. But I mean, it really people feeling it. So I decided that I needed to have a fast-moving banger, you know, that's out in the streets and just see what people thought, and that's the one that they're really riding with. Also,
wait,
got another one. Yeah. You say what?
Hey, we don't have that new joint uploaded. We have it,
oh,
but
no,
it's not uploaded.
Oh, no problem, no problem.
Yeah, we definitely gonna get that joint in rotation. Hey, let's go to the phones right quick. Area code 706, last four digits 8643. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. You inside the site for the night.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I just want to say congratulations to Lodi. He know who it is.
Congrats,
yeah,
Lodi. You know who it is.
Anyway.
Hey, that's what's good. Hey, showing love to Bodie. Hey, let's get into this joint right here. It's Mathematics, Bodie. We'll be right back. See you, Mama Radio Live. Mathematics.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Bodie. College Boy Music. GDD, stand up. Living right. Black light. Let's go.
Anytime, sir. Yeah. We're going to go ahead and sign off. We got 3 minutes left in the show. Thanks to listeners for rocking with us for Friday Night Cypher.
Hey, Bodie, we appreciate you, bro. Hey, thanks for stopping past, homie.
No problem, no problem.
Yes, thank you very
it's
much.
I'll definitely be back. You know, we're going to definitely be back to release the hashtag joint to the world. And we're going to see what's up. I'm going to make sure I have everybody tuned in. And, yeah, we're going to just go from there. But I just had to stop by today and just say what's up because I know it's been a minute. And I've just been crazy, crazy busy. But I'm really glad to be on. I really appreciate being on. And I will be back soon. I promise you.
Hey, bro, we're going to hold you to it, man. We're going to hold you to it. And we're going to follow you on Twitter, Facebook, and all that. So we appreciate you.
Hey, y'all follow me at Bo D Music.
Bo D Music, my friends. Bo D Music.
Bo D Music. Follow me.
Hey.
It's all good. Everything is all gravy. I'm still building my followers up, too. So y'all follow me. I mean, I do retweet, I do reply, I do all that good stuff. I'm very in touch with my fan base. So y'all follow me, y'all hit me on Facebook, all that good stuff. It's all good.
That's what's good. Angels, take us home. Hey, appreciate you, Bodie.
No problem.
Whatever you do, do it well.
Be a blessing.
Be a blessing. Hey, sorry we couldn't get your call in tonight. I see folks still wanting to comment, but we are out of here. Only on for an hour. Join us back Sunday, 7 p.m., Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10. Good night, everybody. Love you.
Yeah.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show.